The first letter of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians.
Now, it is actually being said that there is sexual sin among you, and it is of such a bad kind that it does not happen even among those who do not know God. A man there has his father's wife, and still you are proud of yourselves. You should have been filled with sadness. And the man who did that sin should be put out of your group. My body is not there with you, but I am with you in spirit. And I have already judged the man who did that sin. I judged him just as I would if I were really there. Meet together as the people of our Lord Jesus. I will be with you in spirit. And you will have the power of our Lord Jesus with you. Then give this man to Satan, so that his sinful self will be destroyed, and then his spirit can be saved on the day of the Lord. Your bragging is not good. You know the saying, just a little yeast makes the whole batch of dough rise. Take out all the old yeast so that you will be a new batch of dough. And you really are new dough without yeast. For Christ, our Passover lamb, was killed to cleanse us. So let us continue our feast, but not with the bread that has the old yeast. That old yeast is the yeast of sin and wickedness. But let us eat the bread that has no yeast. This is the bread of goodness and truth. I wrote to you in my letter that you should not associate with those who take part in sexual sin. But I did not mean that you should not associate with the sinful people of this world. People of the world do take part in sexual sin, or they are selfish and they cheat each other, or they worship idols. But to get away from them, you would have to leave this world. I am writing to tell you that the person you must not associate with is this: anyone who calls himself a brother in Christ, but who takes part in sexual sin, or is selfish, or worships idols, or lies about others, or gets drunk, or cheats people. Do not even eat with someone like that. It is not my business to judge those who are not part of the church. God will judge them. But you must judge the people who are part of the church. The scripture says, you must get rid of the evil person among you. So if you have disagreements that must be judged, why do you take them to those who are not part of the church? They mean nothing to the church. I say this to shame you. Surely there is someone among you wise enough to judge a complaint between two brothers in Christ. But now one brother goes to court against another brother, and you let men who are not believers judge their case. The lawsuits that you have against each other show that you are already defeated. It would be better for you to let someone wrong you. It would be better for you to let someone cheat you. But you yourselves do wrong and cheat. And you do this to your own brothers in Christ. I say this to shame you. Surely there is someone among you wise enough to judge a complaint between two brothers in Christ. But now one brother goes to court against another brother, and you let men who are not believers judge their case. The lawsuits that you have against each other show that you are already defeated. It would be better for you to let someone wrong you. It would be better for you to let someone cheat you. But you yourselves do wrong and cheat. And you do this to your own brothers in Christ. Surely you know that the people who do wrong will not receive God's kingdom. Do not be fooled. These people will not receive God's kingdom. those who sin sexually, or worship idols, or take part in adultery, or men who have sexual relations with other men, or steal, or are selfish, or get drunk, or lie about others, or cheat. In the past, some of you were like that. But you were washed clean. You were made holy. And you were made right with God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. I am allowed to do all things, but not all things are good for me to do. I am allowed to do all things, but I must not do those things that will make me their slave. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach for food. Yes. But God will destroy them both. The body is not for sexual sin. The body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. By God's power, God raised the Lord Jesus from death. And God will also raise us from death. Surely you know that your bodies are parts of Christ Himself. So I must never take parts of Christ and join them to a prostitute. It is written in the scriptures, the two people will become one body. So you should know that a man who joins himself with a prostitute becomes one with her in body. But the one who joins himself with the Lord is one with the Lord in spirit. So run away from sexual sin. Every other sin that a man does is outside his body. But the one who sins sexually sins against his own body. You should know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. You have received the Holy Spirit from God. You do not own yourselves. You were bought by God for a price. So honor God with your bodies.